The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss. So I think we left you guys in the abandoned gnomish residence after just having defeated a specter.
After being Gord and the Nads.
Yes,
how you meant?
Gord and the Nads.
Wait, the Sviverfin City is abandoned now?
No, there are abandoned
portions.
The yes. What city?
Deep Gnome City.
Smurf Nephilim.
Sviverfin. Works in Cheshire sauce.
God bless you.
Thank you.
So is the boar still menacing Morik?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Probably just pacing. I feel like after I give it a command, it probably just stops after it completes said command.
Okay.
It's pacing back and forth, but giving him the side eye.
Yeah, yep. Probably.
I sit up. And I stare. What the f*** is your character's name? Well, I don't remember that.
Kira.
It's only been a year.
I look at Kira and I say, what the f*** was that for?
So this is where I have a Matt moment, because I'm pretty sure you stabbed me.
Did I stab him?
I don't think he did.
There definitely was some reciprocal violence, but I don't remember what it was off the top of my head.
Okay, let's vote. Did I do
Not
something
in the last
to hurt him?
Game session. No.
I unprovokedly gored Matt in the testicles.
I'm pretty sure
I believe so, yes.
I don't
That's
think
why
so.
I'm really... That was why I was very shocked.
To be fair, he rolled the crit. You know me, I would have rolled a 6.
I'm not betting on your bad luck,
You
baby.
Said I'm going to have the boar attack him. I just made sure the roll happened.
You bastard. Yeah.
The guy behind the screen rolled a 20.
Yep.
Did you just try to fucking kill me?
Just a prank, bro?
Have some Skittles. Bitch.
See, my entire argument was based off the fact I'm pretty sure you did something to me. And if that is not the case, then...
You should feel bad.
I am sorry.
Then I am somewhat sorry now, 2 weeks later.
Because were you not the first person to walk in the door and get, like, ghost punched?
Yeah, you got critted by the ghost.
Like, you were knocked out the whole fight.
It has been a bad session for you. Maury, I don't want to alarm you, but I don't think she's got your best intentions at heart.
I know, right?
But no, I really do think... I meant to listen. I really do think Matt did something. It wasn't much of a thing.
Probably just said something snarky.
Matt,
I think I thought you hit me.
Yeah, stop saying Matt. It's Morik. Okay. Let's not put our personal feelings into the game here, Grady.
That's right. We hate each other outside the game differently than we hate each other inside the game.
Okay, like, I'm super glad that you're fucking sorry about this, but
I don't know if I am, but
well, you said you probably are. Whatever.
It really depends on
what
you
did. More sorry.
What the fuck is gonna happen when the other guy is in my body?
Gay.
He's not gonna fucking forget this.
Did you just say gay?
No, that'd be inappropriate for a radio television show.
Wow.
Don't be insensitive, man.
What's gonna happen when the other guy's in here?
I mean, you abandoned a couple of us well before all this happened.
Oh, I fucking abandoned you?
Yes.
When? I'm sorry.
That little point where you cut the rope and left two of us for dead.
Okay, yeah. So somebody hasn't seen Star Trek 2. Got it.
You reverse Spocked him.
No. Spock has to go voluntarily. Otherwise, you're killing someone.
That's just fascism. Listen.
I'm pulling up my popcorn at this moment. I'm just watching. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm always no clue.
You're new here too, huh?
You know the other guy is going to come at you, right?
Like a
What
spider.
Are we going to do?
Is there really another guy? Are you sure?
I'm fucking positive. Because I know I didn't kill Squiggly Face.
Is that the lady I love?
No, that was a Darrow.
What was your last character's name?
Elen.
God, I missed Elen.
I think you remembered Elen.
I really...
as soon as I heard the first... As soon as you heard Elen, I
I'd say Elen.
I really think that this is a case of physician needing to heal thyself.
What do you mean?
You're fucking broken.
Yeah?
Be not broken.
Why the fuck do I do that?
I'm much better at breaking things than I am at putting them back together. So if you want a couple of holes punched in you, I can assist.
In fact, he's done that already, I think.
Matt, make me some kind of a roll.
None of my healing magic has worked before on this, because I've done cure wounds.
Didn't you just cure somebody's curse, like, yesterday?
Is this a curse, or is this a...
I don't know.
Maybe you should ask the DM and roll a fucking die.
I would like to cast Remove Curse on myself.
Okay.
It's an action to touch, so I...
Furious.
Touch myself?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to ready my... board just
everybody takes a step back like getting ready to punch just in case something happens.
I mean, the last time you cast this shit, the guy went nuts, so I don't exactly trust your casting.
Bleeding on the ground. I'm gonna heal myself, guys. Everybody pulls a sword out. No, you ain't.
Just
the
be
hell
careful.
You say?
Show me your hands. Show me your hands.
Look, I don't know how this works. If the other one comes out, will you stab it?
I didn't hear you.
I missed what he said to him.
Is he role playing?
You're like, hey guys, I don't really know how this works. I just went, yeah, no shit.
I don't know what this is going to be like.
The last time you tried to cure someone and they went fucking crazy and you killed them then?
Like, what if there are two separate beings in here? Like, what if I remove curse and then there's two of us and one of us is an evil fuck?
We'll kill both of you and then bring back one of you.
I need somebody to be in charge that's not her.
I can shoot. I can shoot two arrows really quickly.
Let's shoot two arrows at the same person that we're shooting. Can we have a code word or something?
I've seen this on Scooby-Doo.
Can we have a puppy and whoever stabs the puppy is probably the evil one?
We cut a dog in half and whoever wants
what
to take care of
what the fuck, sword? Shut
pieces.
Up!
I don't remember how this
Harry,
goes. We do need
Harry.
To kill a baby.
Stop it.
I really feel like, you know, if we just take out both of them, then we can heal them one at a time and interview them.
Oh! Okay, I'm strangely okay with that.
Yeah, again, I poke the holes in, someone else will heal one of them.
I just, when I kill an enemy, I want it to be, like, righteous. I don't like this murdering bit that I keep getting blamed for, so...
Oh, you mean the guy you murdered after you healed him, or the time you cut the guy loose from the boat, or what about those slaves that you were in charge of?
Oh my god, look at you. You must be a really magical woman to have two flaps. Quit flapping the top one.
I believe all those people deserved it, Maury.
You had slaves at some point?
Harry,
I missed
stop
a lot.
I did not have slaves. I refused to have
jobs.
A slave.
I don't know. I'm going
to
believe the guy doesn't have a split personality
servants
right now.
Servants
or ladies.
Okay.
He wanted to bang them.
Okay.
I believe that.
You say your prayer to your God. You reach in to touch yourself on the chest. And
nope.
If this
no,
were
he's
a
not touching himself on his chest. You know that
lower.
Much.
Whatever. If this were a movie, this would be where, like, the camera slows down and stops just as you reach out and touch yourself. Yourself.
Say touch yourself slower and look in my eyes when you do it.
Yeah.
And there's a hard cut to a black space. See, I like playing with the flavor of these spells. I read a lot of Jim Butcher, and he talks about the way magic works. And magic doesn't work unless you believe in it.
Are we going to the Never Never?
You're... No, not really.
Okay.
See, there are two of you now. One of you thinks removing the curse means one thing, and the other thinks it means something completely different. So, you guys get to fight it out.
Oh.
Across a... An unlit.
Wait. Hold on. So for everyone else, because no one knows why I'm applauding, I believe a duplicate copy of Morik was just handed to Josh.
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, since we're definitely getting this moment, what I'd like to know for the audience, which one does Josh have? Because the money's going on this one.
Josh has evil.
Hey.
And this is when Matt left the show.
I wouldn't have told him.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing the good guy. What is this?
That's
oh, I
you want to you want to cut that part out?
I mean, I don't know. Do you want to play evil? Like,
not
<doesn't>
matter.
So you're in you're in your head.
Oh, do we have our full hit points in the head? Because otherwise, we only have 3 hit points.
Full hit points, full spells.
So it's really just going to be whoever.
This is going to be a golden goal.
Evilmork, if you would like to rearrange any of the cleric spells, I'm good with that. If you want to reassign the +1 from your domain, go for it.
Yeah, I wrote a +1 above your armor class, and that is because
it's either to weapon or armor.
Armor. And since I already have a magic weapon, it's kind of pointless.
Gotcha, yeah, because I already have Harrison Sword too.
Yes. Troy is going to voice my Harrison Sword. Lucas is going to do Josh's.
Morix, roll for initiative.
Morix, roll for initiative.
I really wish they had 3 hit points because I knew what was going to happen. Matt would want to talk and Josh would be like, I punch him in the face.
15.
That is a low number.
Probably.
9.
9.
Plus numbers.
10.
I think a 15 wins that one.
Good Morix. You are...
And a good morning to you.
You are 20 feet away from Evil Morik. You're both squaring off.
We're fully aware that the other one is our antithesis.
This is the conflict of the of your mind trying to control the magic.
For the record,
yes,
it's Mick Fleetwood and Mick Fleetwood with a goatee.
Okay,
although Mick Fleetwood always has a beard, so whatever.
Gray beard.
He has
one dark beard.
Yeah. In the
there's like facial. A gray swash and a darker swash.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, this encounter is your minds trying to control the magic. This fight is, you both know what's going on. You both know that this is to the death.
Should the other three leave the room since it's in our head?
I don't care.
Then they don't know who wins.
If you hadn't told them, they wouldn't know.
Well, no, I told them that he's the one.
Yes.
Well, no matter what, it's my character. I'm getting the fucking sheet back from Josh.
No, you're out of the game.
No.
No. You've he wanted this battle for forever. We've always said, character v. character is for keeps. Josh, get your pink slip. Get your keys out. Loser goes home.
Hope you didn't put too many miles on this whip.
Whip.
So we're going to take a minute for Josh to rearrange spells if he wants.
Yep.
It's also Benton.
Bravo.
You gotta learn how to play a cleric real quick.
Yeah, take a few minutes. Can I have a sidebar with you outside?
Yeah. I've decided I'm going to do sound effects if the two of you are Harrison Swords.
So okay, Matt. We're in a black void.
Yep.
It's like lit from nowhere.
Lit from nowhere. In a circular area right in between you guys.
We're facing each other?
You are facing each other.
Don't make this like the last time you fought a version of yourself.
Like a version.
Yeah.
Fought for the second time.
It's been a long time ago. That was probably 4 years ago.
Okay.
So it is good Morik's turn.
We meet again?
Different game, different thing.
Now, when we appear here, do our little psyches understand exactly what's happening?
As you appear, you are charging towards each other.
Oh, okay. Shit. Just wanted to make sure.
This entire interaction is the conflict of your wills in a physical representation.
High impact man hug!
This is a very strange Scott Pilgrim sequel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And go.
I'm casting Guiding Bolt while I run at him screaming. I'm casting it at a level 3.
Okay.
It's probably a good move.
Range spell attack.
I believe that would be a 1 on the die. Ooh.
Things aren't looking good for our hero.
No. Wait a second. Okay, never mind.
I just crit failed my own head attack with my best attack. Only attempt twice.
Why'd you
Is that
do
Old
it?
Crow?
Yeah.
Ooh, somebody's stepping down a notch. Welcome to my world. That's the best $12.99 you're ever going to spend on a handle, let me tell you.
Well, that ain't no shit.
Take the pussy top off of it. Pour it like a man.
That's maybe the best sentence I've ever heard.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take back the pour it like a man, because you definitely just filled up half of that fucking pint glass with shit whiskey.
You pour it like a man even with a pussy top.
All right. The card says, off we go. You teleport 10 feet in a direction randomly determined by the GM.
Is this on a 360-degree axis? The direction?
Like, yeah.
Can I be 10 feet up?
Yup.
Okay.
That's fun.
Nah. I think it'd be more fun if they were on like a horizontal plane, like this is, you know, some classic fighting game, and he's teleported in the third dimension, completely off.
I'm glitched. I've glitched. Up, up, down, down, no, left, right, left, right.
The two are charging at each other, and he teleports 10 feet right past him. So they just cross and run right past.
And as I turn, I say, is that what my hair looks like from the back?
Yeah.
Does the spell not go off at all?
No, the spell fizzled. I mean, that was the spell. I teleported.
Right, no, I mean, he doesn't cause damage.
No. Not at all.
No, he has to hit
on one
on
the die. So. Even with my +8.
You got this, man. He just ran away. You see that? He just ran away.
So we'll say you got through half of your movement.
Come and get some, pussy. And I continue running at him.
He teleported 10 feet after half his movement, so he's 5 feet away from me.
Oh, we also have have magic boots that we can move 50 feet in a round.
You really don't want to be telling him that.
I want it to be fair.
You have a bonus action left.
It's not fair.
I can't think of a bonus action I would use.
Okay. Evil Morik.
What's up?
You're up.
Dude, we could have been buddies. I didn't want... This hurts me. Probably a little less than it's going to hurt you. So I got a question.
Yes.
Apparently, there are bonus action spells and full action spells.
Correct.
What's the ruling on using one of each in a turn?
If you use your bonus action to cast a leveled spell, you can only use a cantrip for your action.
Okay. Got it. Got it.
And it could potentially screw up your concentration, depending on what you're casting.
Right.
No.
No.
The only time your concentration is screwed up is if you cast another spell that requires concentration.
Right. Is it theoretically possible to cast a spell? Could he cast two concentration spells?
No.
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 So there's no cantrip that requires concentration.
No.
Not that's going to do damage, no.
Right. Nothing significant.
I'm just like...
I cannot think of a cantrip off the top of my head that requires concentration.
The reason why I'm telling you this, Matt, is because remember when I said that somebody went around feeding people tree tokens?
No.
Okay, that was that guy.
The fuck is he talking about?
It's third edition stuff, but they don't get as goofy in this edition. So he is just 5 feet behind me.
He had movement left. He probably would have closed.
We're probably at each other.
Yep.
Right. Well, we are nuts to butts.
Adjacent, yes.
Okay.
Nuts to butts. Big spoon, little spoon, baby.
Did you stop or did you keep going? If you kept going, then you left his space.
No, I'm at
him. No, he closed the
I would go to him. I closed the gap.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Hit him.
Does casting a spell within a range provoke attack of opportunity? And
no, it does not.
Nope.
Okay. So I'm going to swing at you
defensive.
With Harrison's sword, who in my hand looks much more eviler. Would my Harrison sword like to encourage me in any way? Which one's my Harrison sword?
Oh, the flame on your Harrison sword is like a weird black flame.
Yeah.
Where it emits light, but you can't tell how.
And it looks like katana. I'm going to weeb out over here.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, waifu. Let's go to Pound Town.
Cut off his nutsack.
Yeah.
Make him eat it.
So
that looks like a crit 20.
Other end of the spectrum.
This is fucking me.
Yes.
Well, you know, good Mark. It was nice knowing you.
Is that my sword telling me that?
Yes.
Also, yes.
What'd you do?
Oh my god, this is gonna be the best one ever.
Is it a deadly?
Off form. Quadruple damage.
Oh, my. With Harrison sword, that's 2d8.
And you have disadvantage on melee attacks for the next 1d8 rounds.
Oh, my God.
I hit you so hard in this black void, you're trying to lick a window, and there's just nothing.
Amongst all of us, do we have enough d8s for him to roll it all at once?
So it's 2d8 as a crit.
Times 4 is 8d8.
Right.
Roll 8d8 plus 2 plus 3.
Quadruple
the
damage.
Crit damage or quadruple the weapon damage, and then you do the crit damage on top.
You do
of
the
that.
Weapon damage.
No.
And then it
weapon damage times 4.
Okay, so
8d8.
Oh, I see. So that replaces the normal crit.
Yes,
correct.
Right. Yeah.
I got you. I need 7 of these.
Thanks, Nord Games.
You're not getting any of mine, you f*** stain.
You did this to us.
like the most depressing episode of
this. How many
is
you
us
got
right now?
I need two more.
Fuck beans.
I'm trying to.
Isn't there a, and it's still just regular modifier
he's got
after.
It. Right. He's got it. Yes, one regular modifier.
Just, I mean, so it's not that much. It's just a little bit.
What's your max?
42.
We currently have 42. I'm going to have that. I didn't roll that well. 7, 7, 7.
I didn't roll that well. Only half the dice were sevens.
45 damage.
I am down. Evil Mork
did you even,
wins.
Did you add
the 3 second
else
fight?
That brought me up to 45 damage. It's 40 damage before the modifier.
I'm down. I just give me my fucking character sheet back and now I'm evil.
I don't know whose these are.
Fucking shit!
I didn't even get to do the other stuff I wanted to do.
I'm so glad I let you rememorize spells and everything. Jesus.
Right? Yeah, did you change any spells?
No.
I just wrote hella next anything to damage and hella by speed.
You fucking wad.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
In my head, when you teleported past me, I was like, man, this is like one of those samurai things, but it's going to last 5 more rounds, so it's really not. But it turns out it is. Because you teleported past me, it just exploded.
Okay. And back to the real world.
You guys see Morik reach in and touch himself and cast a spell.
I feel really good.
Where's my...
I think it worked, guys.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm totally, like, mind-fucking this guy. What am I hearing?
I'm thinking really hard about flowers. Really hard.
You don't know I'm doing it.
I have a good idea that you would do it. You've been doing it all along, and I've been there the whole time.
You could force him to roll.
You could make an insight roll against the deception.
Oh, I mean, like, I can.
Like, you can just read his goddamn mind.
Yeah,
you could push it and dig for thoughts.
I'm not doing that. Not yet.
If you're going for surface, I'm thinking of flowers. Flowers, dead. Flowers, flowers.
Bunch of dead flowers.
I sure miss the hills. Flowers, flowers, flowers.
I mean, if we weren't metagaming it, you would absolutely think. You would absolutely be hearing thoughts of, my God, I feel more myself than I have in months.
I feel great.
Dig.
What do I roll? Is it insight to dig? But then he knows I'm doing it, though.
No, you're casting a spell.
Yeah, he would make a wisdom save.
Yeah, I wouldn't want him to know that I'm doing it.
He's good at those.
Would I know? Would I be able to recognize that he's casting the spell?
You would know.
Detecting surface thoughts? No. If he digs and makes you make the wisdom save,
nah, I wouldn't want him to know. I wouldn't want him to know that I'm digging.
Okay. All right, guys.
Then, yeah, you absolutely have no reason to think that what he did didn't just do what he says it did.
Let's go find some ghosts.
Seems legit.
Yes.
See, I'm doing the Cody thing. We're like, I know something, but my character doesn't know something.
Yeah, it's hard. Sorry. It's called role-playing, guys. My bad.
No.
If I was Jasmine right now, I'd totally metagame the situation, but...
I say, don't look at me. All I can do is stab him.
No. He has 2 holy symbols.
It's true.
You're not wrong.
So you guys have a task list.
And we do.
Are you going to go and return the bones that you found to the Borough Warden?
Yes.
Yeah. Then Morik is going to have to heal up because he's at 3 hit points in the real world.
I mean, what time is it in the real world? Like, is it time? Is it getting on to, it's time for us to all relax? Ooh, look, purple Skittle and brown M&M look, in this light, very similar.
Yes.
That was almost dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. I mean, you guys just set off.
Okay.
This was your first stop.
All right, let me get some cure wounds. Can we take a little short rest, guys?
I got a bark that I burned. I don't need to rest. I didn't get bored by a fucking boar.
Yeah, I took some wounds. So I'm going to do some hit die.
When you guys go back to the temple and return the bones and everything, another priest comes and talks to you. Gurnick Tapfinger.
God damn these names.
I can't remember. You add a con? Add con modifier?
Yes.
When you...
Yes.
Okay.
For each hit die.
Ooh. Got all kinds of hit points back.
8 plus 6. And then I get an extra 1 for each because I'm a dwarf.
And is he also a priest of Earthcaller or no?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
If not, he is of one of the deep gnome gods. He's been working with the Stoneheart Enclave.
Okay.
It's never gonna get old.
Yeah, I know. He's not working in this temple. He's waiting for the ruby and the rough to be reclaimed. He's been working with the elemental summoning and things like that. But he wants, when you guys go into Rockblight, he wants you to take this, and he hands you a spellstone. When you find...
All right, exactly 42.
When you find the temple in there, the ruby in the rough, we need you to cleanse it. This stone has a hollow spell in it.
Is that a euphemism?
What?
Clean the ruby in the rough?
Yeah. A 70s adult movie. 70s specifically because of all of the hair. The rough.
Is that an outdoor sex movie, maybe? Ruby in the rough?
I was just thinking of fuzzy badge.
I'm picturing the Adam Sandler CD where he's getting a hot stone massage. The old man, he insists that they be inserted into his rectum.
Apparently, he's coming to Indianapolis. Not the old man, Adam Sandler.
Sure. I mean, they're getting close to the same, right?
Yeah.
You're going to find a chamber with a very large crystal menhir in it.
Crystal what?
Like a column.
Menhir. Dolmen?
Dolmen.
Menhir.
Yeah.
It's almost as if Cody's done this 12,000 times.
Yeah, no. But him was what surprised me. That was cool. Okay.
He's educated.
I thought the word was made up. I thought it was menhir. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Place this crystal in the menhir and wait for it to finish.
Do they know I'm putting it in them?
Mm-hmm.
Rub
some spit on it first. Hot so stone massage.
So the Stonehards wants us to take this ruby and
the Heart Enclave.
I gotta go find a room and put the stone in the menhir.
Yes.
You know where the Heart Enclave meets? Is in the Heart Enclave.
It's where you put your heart enclaves.
Erections.
Placing this crystal will start the process of cleansing the temple.
Gotta cleanse the
All
ruby
you
rough.
Have to do is hold off the whatever comes to stop you until it's done.
Do we need more ghosts before that?
What do you mean?
No, I think we just had to get that one ghost.
Just the one ghost. Okay.
We're getting two more sets of bones, I think. One of them is in that area.
Okay. My bad. You know my short-term memory.
if we are going to take time for us to roll some hit die, I'm going to do that too. Though.
Yeah, I just did mine. Go ahead.
Yes.
Roll them. I need to. Go ahead.
I mean, you don't need to.
I don't know. I need to know where you guys are going to go. Are you going to go into Rockblight and clear that? Or are you going to go on the expedition out to find Entomox Boon?
There was a reason we went to the house first.
Because it was the easiest.
But I thought there were two that were.
Because one of them is going back to Gracklestug.
Right.
The gnomes said that if you guys handle these two, they'll handle getting the stuff from Gracklestug.
Okay, so we need to do the Ogrim Oxbane. Is that also another set of bones that we need to find? Or is that a material component?
Ogrim Oxbane is the thing that's screwing with the elementals.
Right. Yeah.
You have to figure out what that is and how to stop it.
So it sounds like...
That's in Rockblight.
It sounds like dealing with Ruby with the Schick Stone is probably easier because we know more of what we're doing.
And that is in there where Ogremok's Bane is.
So it's all the same place.
Yes, there are two paths for you to take right now.
Well, will you let us do both fetch quests and then come home after that? Because it seems like it's better on the traveling.
Huh? Yeah, if you want to go into Rockblight and deal with that, that's fine.
Which one's to the left?
Mm-hmm. Right now?
No, into left. No, left. Boom.
Third base.
The travel.
I don't give a darn. I vote for Ruby in the Rough.
Yeah.
Because it sounds the most dirty, and Jeff's going to have to keep saying it over and over and over again.
Yeah, put that Ruby in that rough.
Yeah.
Mm. Works for me.
Yeah, that was definitely a logos argument on to get to vote.
Because Jeff's going to keep using Stoneheart Enclave.
Yep. Ruby in the Rough.
Ruby in the Rough.
Put it in the menhir.
Put it in the menhir.
Yep.
And fend off whatever happens, which sounded to me a kind of rapey.
Mm.
So we know what Jeff's into.
I'm uncomfortable.
At least so are my pants.
Hey, hard enclave.
At least you're not moving on to Latex Gimp Avenue like Lucas is.
Mm. Don't say his address on the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
People can find him.
Bleep that.
It's also not the name of the street. Thank God that's not the name of the street.
It's pretty darn close.
So you guys are setting off into the...
He's moving to Ringtail Lemur Street? What?
You got the right verb, but it's this part.
Just continue.
Just to ignore my friends. They're assholes.
So you guys are heading off into the section of the city that's been sealed off.
Yes.
Okay.
Who's got the spellstone? Let's start there.
Who is carrying the spellstone?
I got it.
Nobody has to nobody has to cast what's in it.
As I say, isn't
all
it?
All they have to do is place it.
Yeah, it's meant to be placed in a thing. I'll hang on to it. That's fine.
It seems right for a spell warlock. Sure.
Oh, and by the way, you guys made a deal with the Diggermatics to go and deal with the were-rat stuff.
That's their word.
And you were going to get an empty spell gem for it. So you have a third level spell gem.
Oh, okay.
You keep writing that shit down. I ain't got any spells.
Anybody with spells can use that.
No.
You missed out on a lot of good gnomish ones.
I must have.
Or Matt can ignore me and miss out on treasure. It's yours, Lucas.
I got it. I wrote it down.
That's my bad boy. You got the best treasure of all. My friendship.
What did we need to do with the spellstone?
Place it in the crystal pillar.
Sorry, the gem. The gem, I mean.
You can do whatever you want with it.
You mean the one you got as treasure?
Yeah.
You charge a spell into it. You cast a spell into it, and it holds that spell for you.
Do you throw the rock at your enemy, or...?
No, it's like a one-charge wand that you can put a new spell into. Oh.
I believe it's a one-use item, isn't it? Is it?
No. You can keep using it.
Oh, ooh, I thought it disintegrated after first use.
The power disintegrates.
Yes, the power you store in it is used, and you have to put another spell into it.
Okay.
I mean, arguably what you would do is on
it's
a day...
It's so gym butchery.
When... On a day when we know we're resting and not doing anything, put in like your emergency spell.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I assume anyone can use it.
Yeah, do you have to do a team?
I would have to look.
I don't know.
Fill it with prestidigitation.
I don't think you're going to have that one.
Oh.
Isn't that chewing?
That's mastication. Which is close to the other one that sounds like mastication but involves penises.
No, that's mastication.
Okay.
I mean, once maybe.
I don't know. I've been a sword for 2,000 years. I don't even remember what that looks like.
So you want
to
lead?
To charge spells into it, you have to attune to it.
Okay. Oh. I will hang on to that.
Bow, wow, wow.
So that'll be my second attuned item then.
But yeah, you could put something that you might need but would never, you know, theoretically use frequently.
Wait, did I also have to attune to that ring of healing? If so, then that gives me 3.
Yes.
Okay, then that's all 3.
Okay.
Capped.
Bullshit magic items.
Third edition was like, hey, you just keep piling them on, man. You find a spot, you get a magic item.
Yep.
You got a door, you got a gem.
It works like a scroll. You have to know the spell or have it on your spell list.
Okay.
To cast it.
Okay.
So you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think Troy leads.
Yep.
And I'll be right behind him.
Okay. There's a big, like, airlock gate type thing. There's 2 gates, and they will let you in one and then open up the second one once they have the one closed behind you, and you're free to explore. There's no light in here, so everybody with dark vision, you're effectively in dim light. Well, I guess not, because you've got
Schling.
A sun
sword. Does the Sun Sword know what happened after their move curse?
You know, I don't...
See, that's the real question right there.
That would be an interesting question.
Yeah.
I have one other that I need to ask, though. Did I ever ask you for an intelligence check, Troy? A random intelligence check.
No, I...
Make one now.
No, I make one. Okay. You were ready for
you
that no.
You say, yes, I rolled a 20.
You were alarmingly ready for that no.
No.
You're rolling 2.
You only roll 1.
That looks like good numbers.
15.
15? The more you're around that sword, you see a lot of their gear starting to wear out.
A lot of whose what? Gear?
A lot of the treasure that you guys have picked up. A couple of drow-made weapons. Your Pawafwi is showing some wear and tear. You know that once drow make items spend too much time in sunlight, they fall apart.
Right, but that's only, or at least for my Powafwi, right? Is that what you call it?
If it spends an hour in constant sunlight.
Right.
Which none of the stuff has. He only has it out typically.
That's why it hasn't fallen apart yet.
What's a Powafwi?
I mean, we just use the word pee-pee.
It's what Indians sleep in. Not even getting a straight answer.
There's five people. One even got
no. Troy did give you the answer.
It's the cloak I'm wearing.
It is his cloak.
Okay.
It is a drow cloak.
You mean you don't think it's my son's word for wiener? Because it is going to be now.
It could be.
Powafwi.
That's how you.
Daddy, my powafwi hurts.
Come here, baby. Grab hold of my powafwi. That's a hard word to say sexy like, right? Yeah. Do it to my powafwi. No.
I'd be using the light of that sword sparingly. It's having some negative effects.
Shoot. I'm on what? Positive.
You know, sunlight, drow.
Oh, do you want like another cloak?
No, I like the one I'm using quite nicely.
Your cloak, Lucas's sword, and... Or you didn't take the sword.
He has the sword. I've got the armor.
The plus two short sword.
Yeah.
I've got the plus two armor on.
The plus two armor.
No, I've got mend. I can just fix all our shit.
No.
It's degrading at a molecular level?
It's degrading it on a magical level. Oh, mending will cure... Will...
Common things.
Yes.
Huh. You can fix a basket. You can fix some armor. You can fix a hole.
Gotcha.
So you can fix the Powafwi.
No. If it's a magic.
No,
magic Powafwi?
Yes, it is.
The Ron Jeremy of Powafwis.
If Powafwi is, I don't know.
If Powafwi is.
Got him.
That's good. Good job.
I mean, I have goggles, so we don't need the light.
Yeah, I can see. You can see. Everybody can see. We're okay. Good.
You can see.
I can cast dancing lights. Like
urine.
Shoot, I can dance.
I can.
You said urine.
Well, it's dim light because
you can leave my friends behind.
It's dim light. So perception checks that rely on vision are at disadvantage.
Oh.
I have dark vision. How's that work?
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
It goes from darkness where you're blind to dim light.
Oh, this is one of those other rules we haven't used in 4 years.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Dark vision.
We just
sucks.
We just never did it that way.
Yes.
And I kind of feel like
I'm shining so hard.
That's why I don't give a shit about dark vision anymore.
Okay. Hey, Sword. Hey, Harrison.
Yeah, what's up?
Harry, we gotta. Yeah, I gotta put you away for a bit.
Nah, hold on now.
Come on. Hey.
Why?
Because we don't want to upset our partners.
Partners.
Well, you're my only partner, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you.
But our companions.
You mean the one who attacked you with a pig?
I'm talking to him in my head now.
I'm only... I'm just talking to you, it's in your head.
Hey, you know how we're better than them?
I have no doubt.
We're going to prove it later, but I need you to be chill.
And to answer your other question, Harrison Sword absolutely knows.
Yeah. We're gonna do great things, you and me.
I like that promise. I don't like how it makes me feel on the insides.
You know what?
But I do like the promise.
Yeah. You're thirsty. I think you need a drink. So let's just relax. I'm going to put you in my hilt, okay?
Or put you in my scabbard. I won't turn back on, but you can put me away.
Okay. you know what? I understand. And I sheathe my flaming sword, I guess.
So you guys come into this cavern.
So can we have Troy scout ahead, since that's kind of his thing?
Yeah. How far ahead are you going?
I'll go 60 feet.
60 feet? Okay. As you come through the gate, there's a Y.
Mm-hmm.
You going to go left or you going to go right?
Why the penis?
Yeah, I'm being urged to go left.
I mean, you're in the room with the penis, so, I mean, it would seem insulting to go right at this point.
And you guys are staying at the gate until you hear otherwise, right?
if there is a fork in the road... then yes, I think we would let him go forward a little bit.
Okay. You go to the left, you go down 60 feet, and 120 feet dark vision, you can see the end of that tunnel. It's caved in.
Okay. I'll turn back and report that the end of this cave, how far out was that? I mean, was it about 100 feet
further? About 100 feet.
100 feet total, or... 100 feet path like is like 150
this
feet.
Map doesn't give me exact measurements, okay. So it 100, 150 feet, whatever. Yeah.
A thematically appropriate amount of distance.
Yes, it's say. It's somewhere down around that way.
Looks like this tunnel's caved.
Stoved her in. Hope you didn't dig her, bud.
So we can look further in it, or we can just take this other path.
I defer to your expertise. Or perhaps the cunning stone dwarfy man would like to know if there's any way to get past this blocked passage, or if we even should attempt it.
That's you, Maury.
I know. Did it look like it
He's
was
playing
a natural
words
cave
with
in?
Friends.
Thinking about a word.
Did it look like it was a natural cave in?
Yes.
Or did it look like somebody had intentionally blocked the path?
Couldn't really tell. Pretty dark in here.
Okay. I'll go take a gander.
You know it solved the dark problem.
Yep. So as I'm going down the tunnel alone, I pull out my friend.
Yeah, baby!
And then when I'm done, I pull out the sword. My turn later. I approach the caved-in part of the tunnel, and I'm being very mindful of, you know, shifting rock or, you know, a cave-in being made worse.
Roll me a stone cutting check.
We built this city on rocks.
Refresh me. History with
stones.
Double proficiency.
Thanks. That's my proficiency. Okay, 17.
17?
Yeah.
That was definitely collapsed on purpose.
Okay.
So cunning.
You can see spots where the stone has actually been melded together to seal more thoroughly.
Those bastards.
Okay, and what was used to meld it together? Like, is there
magic.
Okay.
It's that foam stuff with some caulking.
Yep.
And expandy foam stuff I love.
Expandy foam cock.
All right, hey, sword, I got to put you away again.
Oh, now, hold on.
Hey,
we
got to
walk all the way back down the hole.
Okay, when we get close enough, I'll put you away.
How about you just leave me at the rocks?
No.
I'll guard your back.
I'm not abandoning you.
We're not abandoning. You're coming back.
Listen, you're my only friend.
Thank you.
And I make it back to the group, and I let them know it was magically caved in.
Yep.
Does it look like we can get through there, or should we go the other way?
I mean, it's sealed pretty tight. It looks like they used magic to meld the stones together.
Did they seal it from this side or the other?
If memory serves.
From the other.
From the other side.
So
they're blocking us out, not keeping us in.
And it looked like it had been done a while ago.
In our haste to complete this quest, did we ever actually ask what this stuff would be that we were fending off while we're shaving Ruby?
Nope.
It's the dude you're trying to put the thing in.
I know. Well, while he's jamming the thing in him, we're supposed to be watching his back.
Yeah. While they fend the dude off.
Right.
Yeah.
So no casual mention of that whatsoever? Okay. I meant to ask and I forgot.
Yep, you did.
The power of planning ahead.
Why bother? It's much more exciting when he's like, oh, ogres. Sweet. I didn't expect ogres. Let's go.
Ogres was rock magic.
Do we want to try and blow a hole through it or just take the other path?
I mean, if we could level up again, I'll be able to take stone shape as a spell.
You were told that the sections of this were completely sealed off from the inhabited areas to keep whatever's in here in here.
Right, but you said it was from the other direction.
Yes, they were on the outside of here, and they sealed it.
Interesting.
Oh, so we might be in here with something bad.
Well, the good news is
that's the whole reason you came in here.
Oh, okay, well, it's not that way. Let's just go around this other way and kill it.
Best laid plans.
There are mice.
So you're progressing down the other side of the fork?
I believe so, yes. Yes. Troy, would you like to lead us onward?
Yes.
Okay. It goes down about 75 feet. There is a large pool to your left-hand side, and it opens up into a fairly large cavern. Looks like old residential area.
Ooh.
Is this pool natural? Is it
yes.
A fountain? Olympic swimming?
Nope.
Oh.
Natural pool.
It's natty.
So where's the liquid coming from? Dripping down, bubbling up?
You guys can make me a perception check.
That sounds like something I can fail.
Especially with a disadvantage.
Nope. Auditory.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, I got double digits.
Gentleman's 8.
I respect you.
It's above average.
It's Lucas's joke.
19.
24.
anybody above a 10 can hear water pouring.
Pouring? Like a lot pouring. Of it?
Like a lot of it. Like a waterfall.
All right. Appears to be a waterfall.
Especially once you come into this wide open cavern, you can hear it.
Does it seem like any of the structures are occupied at all?
No.
Total disrepair, falling apart.
Make me an insight check.
That sounds like something I can fail. 15.
15? This used to be the more posh neighborhood.
Okay.
Ah, hell, white flight.
This place has been torn to hell.
So what you're saying is this is segregation then?
We've already experienced that.
This place has been completely torn to hell. This, in theory, the whole place, the occupied section of Blingdenstone looked like this when the gnomes came back. This part hasn't been fixed up at all.
Gotcha.
You can tell that the dwellings in here are much nicer than the ones that they are currently staying in.
But they're not like drow living in them, or there's not signs of, you know, any other denizens or something hanging out. We're not going to get stabbed by goblins in the back or something. You know what I mean?
There's not.
Okay.
That you're aware of.
Cody, make a wisdom save.
Ah,
that doesn't sound good. Let's get that plus one. Five.
Five. Cool.
A gentleman's more accurate five.
What is everybody doing?
How big is this cavern room?
This cavern is about 100 feet across and about 150 feet long.
Okay.
And goes up quite a ways. The dwellings go up the walls, and there's like bridges crossing and everything like that. It's all interconnected.
So it's pretty high up then. So that water could be traveling a significant distance.
Yes.
And it's just pooling in the middle of the ground. It's not being collected in anything.
What is everyone else doing?
Nyx is just looking around to make sure that we're not alone.
Okay. Morik.
I'm just going with the group, man.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm looking up.
And
so there's a pool. We're at a pool or something, and there...
You passed a pool coming into this large chamber.
The footprints are about your size.
That'll never get...
You're ranging further into the chamber?
Yeah.
Okay. As you guys come further into this chamber,
yes,
the rest of the group is staying back towards the edge of that pool that you passed. Malveus is ranging further in, and Kira drops her glaive, screams drow, and takes off running.
Takes off running in which direction?
Let's say you guys are, the rest of the party is standing right about where I'm sitting. Malveus is heading towards Josh. Kira takes off that way.
30 degrees to the left or right, depending on where you're standing.
Yep.
Now, is this away or is this into a random part of the city?
Towards some of the dwellings.
Gotcha. Get in cover.
Everybody get out! Get your stuff! Get out! They're coming!
Wait, who yelled that?
Kira did. As she ducks into a house. Or into one of the dwellings.
Check your corners! Charlie's on the bridges!
I pull out my flamey sword.
As I look around, do I sense any movement? Can I see any movement?
Besides her charging off? Yeah. No.
Okay.
Other than the waterfall. Once you get about halfway in, you'd probably be able to see it.
And a real bright sword. He'll be like squinting.
I will go off to find Kira. Or to the direction she went.
Okay.
Find her being a coward.
If I can find a defensible position, I assume I will pull my longbow.
No.
Oh, okay, I won't.
No, you are totally not in control right now.
All right, fine. I won't try and help roleplay. I'll sit here and drink.
Yep, that's a good idea.
Why is he not in control? What did I miss while I was looking up guys?
He failed a save.
As you get over to the entrance to this dwelling that she ran into, you see her tearing up floorboards.
Do I notice anything underneath the floorboards?
She's huddled over it. You can't really tell.
Okay.
A still beating heart.
Kira, what are you doing?
At your voice, she turns around and looks and sees a drow standing there and screams.
I start running towards the screams. There's too many screams.
We can find
the screams.
Can I pick up her glaive and start heading toward the thing?
Sure.
Just pick it up, throw it in the lake.
Yeah, we don't need this.
See you later.
Either one of you magic throwers, anything that can, you know, make her not so batshit right now?
I think I do. It worked really well for me. And I cast Remove Curse.
Pussy.
I don't think it's going to help.
I'm honestly not sure.
Did you get a scan another point of madness? Is that what just happened?
I have no idea. Jeff hasn't told me. He'll let me know.
Give me just a second. I need to verify this and make sure that what he did didn't actually do anything.
Let me make sure that Matt is as useless as I think he is.
No, it's a really good idea, but I don't think it's the right idea.
Damn.
It is not. Remove Curse does not do anything.
Lesser Restoration.
Lester Restoration.
Hey, Sword. Lesser Restoration her.
All right, just swing me real hard at her.
Okay.
All right.
Does it help?
I know. I hold my sword aloft and scream, I have the power!
Are you bleeding?
Yeah, you're bleeding.
And I pointed at her.
Lesser Restoration doesn't do anything. Damn. At this point, Kira is trying to get past you guys. She has a box in her arms and is trying to get the fuck out.
It's a diary of a little girl.
Mm-hmm. It's got a
heart. Are you doing anything? Or is she getting past you?
I'm going to let her go.
Hmm?
I'm going to let her go.
Okay.
I'm going to chase after her.
I'm going to cast Ensnaring Strike.
So you're going to shoot her?
Yep.
If only someone had a spell that could hold a damn person.
I was getting there, but he decided to cast Ensnaring Strike first.
God damn it, Lucas.
I love when Cody is mad at us for not using our abilities.
Like, I went like this.
Roll the hit, Troy.
Luke and I were talking earlier about fighting each other.
You said you were going after her, so I don't know what the fuck your pansy ass was doing, so I decided to do something.
Damn. Roll the hit.
Bananas.
You are taking initiative. I like it.
Well, I probably didn't hit. That's only...
I'll give you advantage.
Yeah. Let's be careful here. It's dark down here.
Still not great.
It is dark.
Yeah, it's only 12.
Shot goes wide.
Is it a wisdom save?
But you didn't waste your spell because you cast that on a hit, I believe.
Wisdom save. Yeah.
The next time I hit.
Would you like to roll it, Jeff?
You've got the charge. What?
He wants me to make a wisdom save. Would you like to roll it since you're in control of my character and I'm just drinking?
Go ahead and roll.
It's important that you feel like part of the group, Cody.
14.
Woo!
It's based off my spell DC, right?
It is.
That is how spell casting works.
You failed.
Ooh, look at that.
Okay, so mid-stride.
You are frozen.
Kira is frozen.
The hair's a matter with you.
Whole person's different in this edition, though.
She's
That's
holding,
why I tried to control.
She's holding a box under her arm.
Confirm a check.
Roll for initiative, please.
All of us?
All of you.
Hmm.
Do 19. I get a roll?
Hang on. Yes. Matt.
Quattro.
Troy.
19.
Cody.
A lying gentleman's 9.
Lucas.
10.
Should not call back a Ron Jeremy's 9.
Ron Jeremy had an 11.
Oh my god, I can't math tonight.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, great spirit world, please put the soul of Lucas Patterson back in his body and take him from Jeff, our brother.
Troy.
Amen.
Nothing's happened at this point. Your shot missed. You see her frozen. It is your turn. Are you going to do anything?
You have really upset the kid.
You said
you should not have done that.
She is holding like a box. She took a box or something and ran off with
yes.
it?
Yes. Yeah.
Get her in the box.
I'm going to go retrieve the box.
Snatch your box.
Okay. You going to take the time to open it and everything? It is locked.
Straight up Mr. President grab the box.
Would one call it a lock box?
Kinda.
I ring the chime.
Is it?
Oh.
Ooh.
That would be an action, yeah. Mark off a charge.
Is it a heart-shaped box?
Oh, it has charges?
It has charges.
How many?
Heart-shaped box.
Yeah. I mean,
that's why I told you to look up Chime of Opening.
Never did ask me to do that.
Hey, I think there's still a bell somewhere you can ring.
That bell.
He does not like going to bed.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Did he just fall asleep and then wake up pissed that he fell asleep?
And probably,
I've been there.
And you've used it twice now.
Julie rocks you back to sleep.
Yep. Must be crying myself to sleep.
Oh, so 10 finite times.
Yes. After the 10th time, it cracks and becomes useless. Oh,
sorry about that, Lucas. I went to scratch my head and I totally just slammed my fist into the mic.
I don't edit this show, so.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Schroeder.
Oh.
Edit that out.
So Schroeder. I was like, why do I care?
It open. All you have to do is be close enough for the sound waves of the chime to hit the lock. So, like, you could do it from across a room or something.
Hmm. Yep.
Like, if you were, there was a trapped treasure box or something.
How does it define?
Does the sound carry? Do I hear any other near locks?
6,000 clicks? Oh.
Nope. Not at this point.
All of a sudden, you just see everybody's cavern. Doors fly open.
Right.
Like, when you ring it, you know, most people, when they have this chime, they just ding, ding. You're like, wham!
Inside, you see a pouch and a potion.
We'll take
and that. That'll be the end of your round.
Okay. I had 3.
Give me a second. I'm making sure the actions.
You tell him, kid.
Give him hell. Send one in.
So you two followed after. You stayed.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
You said
I ran towards the screams.
Yeah, I know. She ran back out, and you said, I'm letting her go. You just stayed there. So, Troy and Lucas, I need wisdom saves from both of you.
Oh. 14. 23.
Troy, you are terrified. You didn't fail by 5 or more, though. You see a spectral gnome jump out of Cody's body.
That dude was inside you.
Don't tell me what I can't like.
It's like in Beetlejuice where they do something crazy with their face to scare you.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And you are frightened.
Okay.
For 1 minute.
Okay.
Look up the frightened condition because I don't know what it does exactly off the top of my head.
Isn't it you have to stay?
It's totally no big deal and he'll be fine next round.
Oh, yeah. As long as you move away. It's a
minute. If you fail by minute. 5 or more, it ages you.
Oh, shit.
By 4d10 years.
Oh, my God. Like a crash single on a dashboard.
1d10 times 4. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was going to say.
With it still the same odds, Lucas.
Seems worse, though.
So protection for good of the evil is what I should have cast.
Exactly. That takes algebra to figure out.
I mean, I wouldn't have known that unless I would have done an intelligence check or something.
Yes, Grady was possessed.
Holy shit, snacks.
Snacks?
Mm-hmm. Lucas, you're up.
I like it.
Can I see that Kira is, like, out, not no longer... I mean, I saw this thing pop out of her, right?
You did.
So I know that she's no longer possessed. I know that she...
Make an arcana check. Just to make sure. It's a free action.
There you go, blind boy.
Where are the conditions at? Jesus, that's nice. Never seem to find them.
20.
Under. Yeah. You're pretty sure.
Okay, so then is it a free action to drop that?
To drop it's just concentration, right?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you just don't concentrate.
Okay. So I drop it, ask if Kira's okay, and toss the glaive to her. And if that takes my action, then that takes my action. But.
So you're going to toss a glaive at a person who's frozen and can't do anything?
No, I dropped whole person.
Oh, okay.
Asked if you're okay, and I'm like, here's your glaive, because clearly I noticed that the thing got out of you.
I'm just curious about order of operations there. Here,
it's
catch.
Not her turn yet, so it's just going to bounce off and hit the ground.
Nothing.
I'm not literally throwing it at her. I will hand
you
her.
Said
I will hand,
toss, motherfucker.
Fair. I will hand her the handle.
Okay, then you're going to stand there and wait for her turn and not do anything else.
Can I not hold a stick with one hand?
I'm joking, yes. That'll be your bonus action.
Okay, then with my regular action, I'll throw Eldritch Blast at that stupid thing that just popped out.
Okay.
And that's I my get purse.
Two blasts.
I know you.
Right in the nuts.
That's, I forgot what I'm adding. It's an 18.
That'll hit.
Okay, I'll go ahead and roll the second one. It's a natural 20 on the second one.
Nice!
So let me go ahead and do the damage for the first one.
Which is at a D8.
I haven't played in so long, I forgot how to play.
D10.
You're going to kill it.
Well, it's a D10 force damage. Does the single D10 kill it?
No, but I'm looking at your card.
Okay, well, I only rolled a 1 on the damage, so that's only 6 damage on the first one.
Yep. Quadruple damage.
So I just roll 4 times and add the 5 once, right? Is that correct?
Yes. 40, 10, plus 5.
6. Is that a 9?
Yep. So it's how many, Lucas?
6 at 69.
Yay. It's the 6 number.
It's the 6 number.
Plus another 9. And another 6.
How many is that, Lucas?
It's 18 plus 12, which is a lot.
It's really not that much.
It's 20.
Did it kill it?
It's 30.
Oh, plus 5 more because of my actual.
That's 35 then.
I'm actually pretty sure based on the rolls I was seeing, you rolled 29. So
total, yes.
Almost. This is actually the one that if the attack deals force or thunder damage, the target is pushed back 3d4 times 5 feet.
Again? I get that card all the time. It's
yeah,
a fucking awesome card.
I shuffled them.
And I roll d6s based on how many feet it goes?
Well, yeah, but it's incorporeal. It goes right through a wall.
It goes 65 feet into the mountain.
And just dies in the wall?
It doesn't die, it's dead.
If it gets stuck in the wall, it can...
Yeah, if it can't get out, it takes
damage. It takes damage because it gets stuck in the wall.
And that would be enough to kill it.
Cool.
But you won't see it enough. You won't see it again.
Did we need that ghost?
You need the bones, not the ghost.
Don't quite think so.
Okay.
Sure hope he didn't ask.
Morik, as you're looking around in that room, down where she was crouched, you see bones down there.
Oh, okay.
Damn bones.
Well, I'll go ahead and gather them up.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.